Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm always so excited to be able to read the Word of God and to discover what God has to say to me every time I open His Word. I know that He does that on a regular basis, and I'm praying that as you study the Word of God, He's doing that for you as well. The Bible is the living Word of God. It's His love letter to us. It's His testimony of who He is and what He's about and His desire to not only forgive our sins, but also to live with us for all eternity. We have the opportunity to go to Him in prayer every time we begin these studies. So let me encourage you, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we just bless You again and thank You for all the wonderful benefits that You've given to us through Your Word. I know, Lord, You want us to know You more than we want us to know You. And so today, Lord, we yield ourselves to You once again, knowing that You by Your Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth as You promised, and also give us the power and ability to live according to that truth. In other words, all praise and glory goes unto You. And so today we honor You, we thank You, we bless You for these things, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Give Audience, and it's taken from the book of Acts chapter 13, verse 16. Luke, the beloved physician, wrote, "When Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, You men and brethren, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say on." And in chapter 13 and verse 16 of the book of Acts, Luke shared how Paul said, "Men of Israel, and you that fear God, give audience." Where we read, "Then Paul stood up, and beckoning with his hand, said, Men of Israel, and you that fear God, give audience." And the verse begins, "Then Paul stood up, and beckoning with his hand, said." Luke began with the words, "Then Paul stood up," which means at that time, Paul, whose name means small or little, rose to his feet and stood. "And beckoning with his hand," or signaling to the people in the synagogue with his physical hand, said, which means uttered, declared, and proclaimed the following words. Luke shared how Paul stood to his feet, signaled to the people in the synagogue, and began to speak the following words. The verse goes on to say, "Men of Israel, and you that fear God, give audience." Luke continued with the words, "men of Israel," which means human beings, both male and female, who belong to the nation of Israel, which means he shall be a prince of God. "And you that fear God," or "and you people within the synagogue who reverence, venerate, obey, and are in awe of the Heavenly Father God, give audience," which means be endowed with the faculty of hearing, perceiving, attending to, and understanding. Luke shared how Paul instructed the people within the synagogue who reverenced and were in fear of God to listen carefully to what he was about to say. When we think through Luke's words in this verse, we learn how Paul responded to the invitation from the leader of the synagogue to speak. He began by referring to the heritage of the people within the synagogue and appealed to those who reverenced God. Paul will continue his words in our next few verses, but for now, let us hear his appeal to those who fear or reverence God and pay particular attention to what he proclaimed. God wants people to hear him. He desires to have a personal relationship with every person through his son, Jesus, who died on the cross for the sins of all mankind and was raised from the dead after 3 days. And because he desires to have this personal relationship, when we yield ourselves to him as our Savior and Lord, he will forgive our sins, grant us everlasting life, and put his Holy Spirit within us so that we are not only know what the truth is, be guided into the truth, but also empowered to live according to that truth. Let everybody that's hearing these words and reading these words yield themselves to Jesus, who will forgive sins and grant everlasting life to all who believe. Next time, Luke shares how Paul says, "The God of this people of Israel chose our fathers." So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.